with SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ron DeSantis is losing his biggest donor to Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clingston reports from Miami.
Hotel entrepreneur Robert Bigelow announced that he's switching his support to Donald Trump. However, he won't be opening his wallet just yet. Bigelow said he will remain on the sidelines until he sees what happens with the former president's criminal trials. He told Reuters he won't make any donations to Trump until he's sure he's not headed to prison. Bigelow is a major Republican donor who gave $20 million to a pro-DeSantis super PAC in March. Greg Clugston, Miami.
Plans already in place for the next GOP presidential primary debate. A fourth debate scheduled for early next month in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. To make the stage, candidates must garner at least 6% in two approved polls and gather at least 80,000 unique donors representing 20 or more states. Also at SRNNews.com, the White House says Israel has agreed to put in place 4-hour daily humanitarian pauses in its assault on Hamas in northern Gaza. President Biden had asked Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to institute the daily pauses that happened during a Monday call. Slightly fewer Americans applying for jobless claims last week.
The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment benefits fell by 3,000 to 217,000 for the week ending November 4th. The four-week moving average of claims, meanwhile, inched up by 1,500 to 212,250. Overall, 1.83 million people were collecting unemployment benefits the week that ended October 28th, about 22,000 more than the previous week.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Stocks moving lower. The Dow is down 226 points. The NASDAQ 106 points in the red. This is SRN News. Christians view AI differently than non-Christians.
A survey by the Barna Group finds that just over 1 in 4 Christians say they're hopeful AI can do positive things in the world. That compares to 2 in 5 non-Christians. The survey also found that Christians are less likely than non-Christians to feel fascinated or excited about AI, or that it would make their life easier. In fact, Christians are wary of the church using AI. Ken Lorman, SRN News.
You can add Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud to the growing list of athletes professing faith in Jesus Christ. After a record-breaking day on the football field November 5th, Stroud began a post-game interview by giving all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stroud has been vocal about his Christian faith for years. He says it helps him face life's challenges. This is SRN News. The man accused of breaking into former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home, bludgeoning her husband with a hammer, and seeking to kidnap her goes to trial. David DePape has pleaded not guilty. Hollywood actors reaching a tentative deal with studios ending the strike that started nearly 4 months ago.
The 3-year contract must still be approved by the board of the actors union SAG-AFTRA and its members, but actors are free to go back to work. Details of the agreement will be released tomorrow. The union's chief negotiator, Duncan Crabtree Ireland, says he's happy with the protections it provides.
That includes things like minimum wages that have increased substantially to help our members keep up with the impact of inflation.
The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers says in a statement the agreement also includes residuals for streaming programs and compensation for artificial intelligence. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.